Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
Hi, sorry. So this, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Jaden. Did you, this is on a recorded line. I just want to confirm, do you already have
Yes.
an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Perfect. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes. I'm sorry.
No worries. And then I'm just going to confirm the information I have on here. It's Alexis Armstrong, AlexisArmstrong.
Yes.
Perfect. And then email is LexieLex10@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. Just one second. And again, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Don't you? Just one second. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed
Yes.
documents with another law firm?
Yes, I'm sure.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
And are you a resident of the
Just have a
United
cough.
States?
I can't shake. I'm
Oh, that's okay.
sorry. I have a cough. I can't shake.
No worries. I just wanted to confirm you are filing this claim for yourself.
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
And after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, what were you diagnosed with?
Meningioma. I think I'm saying that right.
And you said that was a meningioma, or do you know what exactly what
Yes.
you were affected by?
Meningioma. Yes, sir.
It was a meningioma.
Yes, sir.
And to the best of your knowledge, what was the date of your diagnosis?
It was June 27th of 2021.
So diagnosed with meningioma on June 27th of 2021.
Yes, sir.
And what was your date of birth?
7/12/1991.
07/12/1991.
Yes, sir.
And do you know anyone else that was also using Depo Provera that had like a similar story or that was also injured in some way? So if you know anyone like a sister,
No.
mother, I guess not a brother, but like a daughter, niece, anyone like that, any female that would have been using Depo?
No. Not to my knowledge, let me say. Not that, I don't know.
I got you. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, sir.
And did you use Depo Provera for, or did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
And did you, again, these questions are kind of redundant, I'm very sorry. Did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Perfect. Again, yeah, I'm sorry about that. And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I had 4 shots through the year. So for like the whole 5 years, I think I had like 20 shots altogether.
Got you. And so you did have at least four injections prior to your diagnosis, or within 1 year you had four injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes, sir. It was every 3 months.
Perfect. And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
And what year
I had to
think
about it. I'm like, hold on, wait.
I got you. What year did you start using it, and what year did you stop using it?
I started using it in 2016, and I stopped using it in 2021.
So you started in 2015 or 16?
16.
Sorry about that. So 2016, and then you stopped in 2021?
Yes, sir.
Got you. Thank you for confirming. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Perfect. And then can I have the spelling on your first name, the middle initial, and then the spelling on your last name?
It's Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S. My middle initial is Aura, and my last name is Armstrong, and it's A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G.
And then just to confirm, that's Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S. Middle name is R. Last name is Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then for this next part, we do request a full social. This is for identification and HIPAA purposes. Could you provide your full social?
It's 215-33-0259.
And then I have 215-33-0259.
Yes.
And then primary email is lex, i.e. lex, 10@gmail.com.
Yeah, Lexi, Lex, 10@gmail.com, yes.
Lexi, E, Lex.
No, it's like Lexi, it's L-E-X-I-E, L-E-X, 10@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And I'm just going to spell this back to make sure I have it correct. L-E-X-I-E,
okay.
E-L-E-X, 10@gmail.com.
No, you take one E out, so it's L-E-X-I-E, and then L-E-X, 10@gmail.com.
Gotcha. Sorry about that. And then just to confirm, L-E-X-I-E, L-E-X, 10@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then the main phone number, the same number that we're speaking on, is 252-619-1359?
Yes, sir.
And is that a primary, or is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
A mobile. Well, I guess they both.
Gotcha. And then can I have your full home address, please?
102 Osprey, and it's O-S-P-R-E-Y, C-O-V-E, and it's Elizabeth City, North Carolina, 27909.
And so I have 102 Osprev Cove, Elizabeth City, Pasquotank,
yes,
County, North Carolina, 27909.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And then do you know the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
Centaur Albemarle Medical Center.
And then what was that again?
Centaur Albemarle Medical Center.
S-I-N-T-E-R-A and then Alba.
It's A-L-B-E-M-A-R-L-E and then Medical Center.
Centaur Albemarle
Albemarle. Yes.
Sorry, and then I'm just trying to find this online. Just one second. It's in Elizabeth City, correct?
Yes, sir.
And for the Centara Alps.
Do you need the address?
The address I found was 1144 North Road Street.
Okay, yeah, I got the address for you. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And that's the correct address, correct? Or that's the one I found online, that's correct?
Yes. Yes, that's the correct address.
And then, just 1 second, sorry. Do you know the name of the doctor that treated you or diagnosed you?
It was a Jeffrey Laurent.
Dr. Jeffrey J. Laurent. Laurent?
Yes.
And I'm just going to spell this back to you. I have J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, J. Laurent, L-A-U-R-E-N-T.
Yes, sir.
And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before this?
No.
And so for treating, like for the treatment, do you know if you're where you're treated at, what hospital?
Centera Albemarle Medical Center.
Same one.
Yes, sir.
And do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
It was, I forgot his name. His name is, I'm getting him mixed up with the other doctor. It's Jeffrey Laurent. It had to be Jeffrey Laurent because he did my diagnosis and he did the surgery.
And so you said it was Dr. Jeffrey Laurent for the diagnosing and the treatment surgery?
Yes.
Okay.
I did my radiation, it was somebody different. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, we're going to radiation somebody different.
Okay. Could I have the name of the radiation doctor, please?
Dr. Paul Conkling.
And what hospital was he out of?
Centera. Well, he came to Centera Medical. I'm on medical.
And
he's
then,
an oncologist.
So what was his first, so Paul, and what was his last name?
Conkling is C-O-N-K-L-I-N-G.
Dr. Paul Conkling, oncology specialist in Norfolk. Is he out of Norfolk? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. Yes.
No worries. I just have to confirm. And so the treating doctor was Dr. Jeffrey Laurent, but the radiation doctor was?
Radiation, okay. Paul Conkling.
And what hospital was that out of?
It was out of Centera Medical, out of my medical.
Okay. Sorry, just 1 second.
Okay.
And was there a prescribing or like a pharmaceutical doctor?
No.
There was no pharmaceutical or like pharmacy?
No, they didn't a pharmaceutical doctor came to me.
Okay.
Dr. Laurent gave me everything I needed.
Got you. And then just one second, just so I can confirm everything. The phone number I found for Centara Albemarle Medical Center is 252-384-4833.
Yes, sir.
And so the medical the diagnosing doctor I have is Dr. Jeffrey J. Laurent out of Centara Albemarle Medical Center, 1144 North Road Street, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, 27909.
Yes.
And the phone number is 252-384-4833.
Yes.
And then the treating doctor was Dr. Jeffrey J. Laurent out of Centara Albemarle Medical Center, 1144 North Road Street. Same address, same phone number?
Yeah.
But that was so the diagnosing and the treating doctor are the same?
Yes. I think Dr. Laurent might have a different phone number from the hospital.
You have a different phone number for Dr. Laurent?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
It's 757-490-4802.
And then the phone number I have is 757-490-4802.
Yes.
Okay. I'll put that for Jeffrey Laurent's information.
And I got Dr. Conkling's number too as well.
Okay. And I'm ready when you are.
It's 757-466-8683.
I have 757-466-8683.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then, okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm there was no pharmaceutical or like pharmacy or anything like that?
Oh, I go to my regular pharmacy, which is CVS in Elizabeth City. But he just, within the Dr. Laurent sent the prescriptions there.
Okay, so Dr. Laurent was the one giving you prescriptions for the meningioma?
Mm. Yes.
Or for the meningioma treatment, I guess?
Yes, sir.
And the radiation doctor is Dr. Paul Conkling. He also treated you at 1144
yes,
North Road Street, Elizabeth City, North Carolina,
yes.
7909.
Yes, sir.
And his phone number is 757-466-8683?
Yes, sir.
And are there any other medical notes that we could put down as of right now?
No, that's it. As far as right there, that's about it for me.
Okay. And everything does sound accurate that I read off to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I can get, I can put a request in to receive it, my medical records.
Okay. And could you provide these by mail, electronically, or both?
Possibly both.
Okay. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
They live with me.
And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Okay, it's Cyril, and it's C-Y-R-E-L-L-E, and his last name is Armstrong.
C-Y-R-E-L-L-E, and then Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And that is my husband.
And then just phone number.
252-619-1349.
252-619-1349.
Yes.
And then do you have his email address by chance?
It's his first and last name at gmail.com.
CyrellArmstrong@gmail.com?
Yes.
And that is your husband, and his phone number is 252-619-1349?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I'm just going to confirm some personal information before I send these documents out. The date of birth I have is July 12th, 1991.
Yes.
You started using it in 2016 and you stopped in 2021?
Yes.
And full social is 215-330-259?
Yes.
And then main number is, or main phone number is 252-619-1359?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to send these over right now. These documents are going to come through to either text message or email, so just let me know as soon as you have gotten them, okay?
Okay. I got a, well, both. Got a text and an email.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, whichever one's easier for you. As soon as you do click on the link, it's going to take you to a page that asks you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through.
Okay. Hold on. Continue.
And then just let me know as soon as you are on the front page or on the actual documents themselves.
Oh, I just finished signing.
Okay. Just one second. Okay. Alexis R. Armstrong, did all the information on there look accurate to you? Or does everything, like personal information, everything look correct?
Yes. That's why I went over here and submitted yes.
Okay. Awesome. I'm just going to read this back to make sure I have it correct. I have Alexis R. Armstrong. Address is 102 Osprey, O-S-P-R-E-Y, Court, or C-V, Elizabeth.
Cove. C-O-V-E.
Oh, Cove, not Court. I'm sorry. Cove. Sorry about that. Cove.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth City, Northern Carolina, 27909.
Yes, sir.
And then date of birth is 1991-07-12.
Yes.
And then full social is 215-330-259.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to send you a text for my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. So if you do have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always reach out to me. But for today, you should be good
okay.
to go. They'll reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
So just be on the lookout for that call, okay?
Okay, I got you. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. I'm very, very sorry about your experience.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, if you know anyone else.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Of course, yeah. And if anything does come up, if you know anyone else that was affected, just let us know if you wanted to file on their behalf.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.